Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, the only man that brings you this podcast live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island via Columbus, Ohio. And welcome to episode number 117. It's a very special episode. It's entitled Live from Space, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what that means and what you can expect on this episode, but I want to start things off by saying it feels very good to be back on the airwaves. I had every intention last Thursday of recording a very short mini episode talking about WrestleMania, but you know, folks, I put in way too many hours the previous couple of weeks. A lot of late nights, a lot of early mornings, not a lot of sleep, out in the elements, you know, and it just got to a point where middle of the day last Thursday, my body just was like, no more, man. I was just so fatigued and just so tired, and started with a few sniffles too, and I was really afraid that I was getting the flu or something serious. Came home Thursday afternoon, slept for an hour on the couch, got up, was up for about an hour or so, and then slept 10 long, solid hours and felt a lot better the next day on Friday. So I apologize that I wasn't out on the airwaves giving you my 2 cents worth on what I thought was going to happen at WrestleMania. But hey, man, the mind wanted to, but the body was just not willing to cooperate. But I'm feeling a lot better, and so let's just talk about what happened at WrestleMania. I mean, I gotta say that I think that WrestleMania 33 was an okay WrestleMania. I don't think it was great. I don't think it was awful. I think it was too darn long. I mean, the WWE's got to stop with this 5 o'clock start time. I mean, you got to feel for the people that were in that stadium, because you know doors had to open like at, I don't know, 2 o'clock. I never did see anywhere online when they started letting people in the stadium there. But man, oh man, that's got to be a super long day. Because it started at 5 and went till midnight. Oh my gosh. Oh God. But overall, there were some surprises. There were some things that maybe I wouldn't have anticipated had I actually done a preview last Thursday of WrestleMania. I mean, The Undertaker apparently has called it quits. His match against Roman Reigns, which I didn't think was a really great match. I thought it was kind of a little bit boring, and it seemed to be repetitive in the same spots and the same moves and whatnot. But, you know, it appears that The Undertaker has called it quits. And, you know, let's be honest, with all due respect to The Undertaker, who was a great performer in his heyday, maybe over the last few years, maybe he should have called it quits earlier. But so that was what ended the show. I think that it was not a surprise to me that Brock Lesnar won the WWE Universal title. I think that Goldberg just didn't have the legs. I don't think the fans would have stayed behind him if it was a long-term run. I also kind of feel like it's not very believable that Brock Lesnar would lose to Goldberg again. I think, you know, with all due respect to Goldberg, I mean, he had a great run in WCW. I just don't think that, you know, he could have pulled that off and been a long champion for multiple months. So I was not surprised that Brock Lesnar won the Universal title. Now you have to kind of wonder, where do they go from here? Because I did not watch much of Monday Night Raw. I did not watch SmackDown Live either. I know that there was some roster call-ups. From what I understand, Ty Dillinger showed up in SmackDown, as did Shinsuke Nakamura. Of course, The Revival showed up on Monday Night Raw. Roman Reigns came out and did that 5-minute promo, which just was really, really well done. And what a way to kick the show off, too, by the way. But nonetheless, I'm getting sidetracked from WrestleMania because I wanted to talk about what I thought was the biggest surprise. I kind of got sidetracked there for a moment, talking about what they're going to do with Brock Lesnar. And I mean, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. We're just going to have to wait and see what avenue they do indeed take. Personally, for me, the biggest surprise was seeing Matt and Jeff Hardy show up and win the WWE Raw Tag Team titles in a ladder match that was really spectacular, chaotic, death-defying, whatever adjectives you want to use. It certainly had all of those elements. But man, oh man, the Hardys had just dropped the Ring of Honor tag team titles the night before because, as you know, Ring of Honor and, quite frankly, a lot of indie companies were having a lot of wrestling events around Orlando. Too many for me to even keep track of, but Ring of Honor had their big show in Orlando, Florida, and on that show, the Young Bucks won the ROH tag team titles, and I believe that was a ladder match. So for the Hardys to come over the next day, that was, to me, really surprising. I wish, though, obviously, I don't think that's going to happen with the legal drama that surrounds broken Matt Hardy. I would love to see that character in the WWE, but unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I think the only other, you know, real earth-shaking news, I really, to me, was indifferent, obviously, is that John Cena proposed to Nikki Bella. You know, a lot of people at work ask me, is that a real deal? And I think it is. I think it's probably a real deal. I don't think it's part of a storyline, even though I am a little bit suspect of anything that comes out of the Total Divas brand. But nonetheless, I think it probably is the real deal. I thought that match was very ho-hum. I'll tell you, though, I will be 100% honest. I heard that the Cruiserweight title match was very good. Unfortunately, with a stupid 5 o'clock start time, myself, I did not get to my good buddy, Adam Michaels. I went over to his house with some friends to watch WrestleMania. But by the time I got everything wrapped up that I was doing here in my home in Westerville, and then commute over to where he is living in Marysville, that was some time, and I missed several matches. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal, so I didn't see Rob Gronkowski get involved in that. Because this is WrestleMania 2, I guess. Anyways, I didn't see the Cruiserweight match, which I heard was actually very good. And I would suggest that the Cruiserweight match that they had on Monday Night Raw, Mustafa Ali versus Neville, was probably one of the best ones I've seen in a while. And I also did not get a chance to see Baron Corbin versus Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental title. So I think that's the problem with these super long marathon pay-per-views that the WWE are putting out. But overall, you know, WrestleMania is a spectacle. Every year, you know, people watch because it's the Super Bowl of pro wrestling. I thought it was pretty average. And I guess that's a good thing because it could have been worse, man. Could have been a really awful, shitty WrestleMania, but instead, it was kind of right down the middle, kind of a C if you were grading it. If WrestleMania could get a report card, it would get a C. But let's talk a little bit about this episode and what you're going to hear. I recorded it live at Space when I was at the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo. As I mentioned, I shared a table with Brian Lau. Brian got the word out about Staunch Ambition, and as a matter of fact, I'd like to say congratulations to Brian because he had a Kickstarter going. And it was just about to wrap up. It had about a week remaining when Space took place. And he did reach the goal to get Issue 2 ready to publish and to have some money to work on Issue 3. So he reached his goal. He reached his objective. And I'm happy for him, man. And I gotta think that the exposure at Space helped out a lot. And it was really a cool time. You know what? Just if I may, just for a few minutes, I'd just like to say that it was a great time. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I met a lot of new fans. Met the guys from Three Geeks Podcast. In fact, you're going to hear them talk about their show. Met some cool artists. Got to revisit some great folks like, you know, Brian Canini and Jack Wallace, Michael Nino, Ken Epstein, Joel Kramer, Victor Dandridge, Michael Watson. I know there's a couple others I'm forgetting. Of course, Adam Fields. How could I forget about Adam Fields? And you know, a whole host of other folks that were there. It was a great time. I thoroughly enjoyed it. For my first convention ever being on the other side of the table, I just was ecstatic. So what I did was I took a few opportunities to kind of interview people who stopped by the table, and either they were thinking about purchasing Staunch Ambition, or they did. And just got their ideas and their comments on the book or about Space in general. And so what I did was I kind of took all of those and pieced them together. Now, with that being said, I gotta say that I was a little bit, just a little bit, careless in making sure the audio had a good starting and stopping point. So it might be a little bit fractured, and I do apologize for that. You know me, I like to put out a good quality product, but hey, it was a learning environment. It was a learning experience for me. I was in a different environment, and so I think I did the best that I could, and I think it did turn out pretty good, pretty decent, but ultimately, you could be the judge of it. So let me throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear me, along with Brian Lau and a whole host of other people, live from space. Okay, so we're here at Space. Brian Lau, John Orlando. Hey. How's it going, Brian?
Good, man. Doing a dual tag team.
We have yet to come up with a tag team name yet.
I did post one. I forgot what I posted.
I don't know.
What was it you said on the one podcast? Last podcast I was on, you said something about Brussels sprouts or asparagus.
Brussels sprouts dealers.
The Brussels sprouts brothers.
Yeah.
Dealers.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. In my neighborhood, there were no drug dealers, just Brussels sprouts dealers.
Hey, kid, you want some Brussels sprouts?
That's right. Because once all you need is one taste. And then you're hooked.
One taste of Brussels sprouts, man.
And then you're hooked.
So we're the Brussels sprouts dealers. That's what I think our name is.
Okay, there you go. Because the Brussels sprout boys, it sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, that would be the victim. We're going to go with the guys that are actually out there, you know, pushing the stuff.
Right, exactly. I like that.
Yeah.
So we've had a few people stop by.
Yeah, and I missed a few because I was getting to know a cool guy who picked up my book here.
Yeah, Jack Wallace. That's his name. He's a friend of the podcast. Jack Wallace, friend of the podcast. So, in fact, we have folks stopping by right now. How's it going, sir? Good, good.
There you go. I have a flyer. And if you're interested, you can look at the books there.
All right, here we go. I'm setting it up right now. We have here at Space the Mind Reading Challenge. One, Mr. Brian Lau and Drew. Drew, say hello to the folks at home.
Hi.
Okay, you're going to be the subject for Brian to read your mind.
Yes, because I'm writing a book that deals with mankind entering the thought dimension. And the reason I am doing that is because I can enter the thought dimension and read your mind. So I'm going to say start, and then I'm going to say finish. And in that time period, I'm going to read your mind. Now, I want you guys to watch and make sure that nothing weird happens. Sometimes I levitate, I glow. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Start. Finish. In that time period, at any time, did you think of the word gem?
No.
Wow. That was amazing. That was amazing.
He's got a steel trap.
He does. This man has not been undefeated since.
Are you? Wait. Are you sure? What since? When was that time?
I was going to say 2012. 2012 was the last time you lost this challenge.
So are you sure at any time this word didn't cross your mind?
No.
Oh, man.
Bravo, Mr. Drew. Bravo. Bravo.
Usually, did I glow when I was reading your mind? Was I like floating in the air like this?
I saw a faint light.
You saw a faint light?
Yeah. Faint light?
Faint light. Well, the reason that I do that is because what would mankind do if they can enter the thought dimension?
I don't know, probably anticipate what. Are there any bad guys in this book?
No.
Anticipate what the next move of the other people, the bad guys, are going to do.
Right, that's a good
stop
point.
Stop it beforehand.
Well, so mankind would influence people's thoughts. So what I did was, I shoved a word in your face and influenced what you were thinking, but somehow it didn't work.
It did not work.
Let's get it.
He's good. He's good. There you go.
Either that or dyslexic. I don't know.
Well, I appreciate you. Dyslexic. Yeah, what would that be? He said. Yeah, I thought of the word Meg, but other than that, Jim, I don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah, thanks for taking the challenge. And look, if you like the quality, then I would love to sign a book for you. But
what do you think? You want to sign a book?
Of course.
Yes, thank you
guys
very
should
much.
Look around.
All right.
You guys should
look around. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
we were interrupted by some folks.
Rudely interrupted by people wanting
rudely
to buy the book.
Interrupted by people with,
hey, can I buy your book? And I'm like, hey, what the frick, man? We're talking here.
rudely interrupted by people that had green
Go
in their
away.
Hand. Green in their hand.
Yeah. With dead presidents, man. Why don't these dead presidents leave me alone? I just can't get away from them. Coming at me from every angle.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln.
Except
George
Franklin.
Washington.
Franklin wasn't a president.
Yeah, he just annoys me the worst. Yeah, he's
all
over.
Of all
the
founding fathers, Brian
Hayes. He doesn't bother me at all. Franklin?
Franklin
yeah, I never get bothered by him.
Okay. But all those other bums.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a hike.
Yeah, George Washington. Like, who cares?
No, really, honestly, we were interrupted, folks, coming over. I mean, it's been pretty steady.
Yes,
let's be honest. I mean,
you know,
we've been here for 2 hours, man, and it's been pretty steady. There hasn't been too much dead time, downtime, you know?
Yeah, it's not elbow to elbow here, but people are just dropping by and checking the art out because I just, you know, I can brag about it because it's not all my art, and there's some art here that's done by the pros, and there's I got some great talent working with me, so they like it. I've gotten a lot of compliments, so it's been good. I love this. Independent, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
This is a rare breed of a comic convention these days.
Yeah, indeed. Can't complain about that.
Indeed.
And it's like a high school reunion for me, because I've seen all kinds of former guests of the PVD cast. You know, I've gotten to touch base with Steve Steiner and Stephen Hines and Brian Canini and Victor Dandridge, Michael Nino.
I met a few of these guys.
Yeah, Jack Wallace. I mean, so many to name. I'm forgetting a couple. But
you forgot the one guy.
Well, one guy.
I don't know what his name is. You're the one who's supposed to know his name. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure. Yeah,
I'm like
so many
the Jedi Master with the Padawan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I'm the
you
Padawan?
You like that one? Yeah.
Yeah.
For the Columbus scene, you are.
Well, I entered the thought dimension earlier, so.
You did.
But that wasn't with your help, so.
Well, what can I say? My sinuses are acting up, so my Jedi powers
your
are a little.
Your sinuses are connected to your Jedi Mastery. Your lightsaber's just like dripping all over.
Yeah, well, that sounded a little weird. Lightsaber dripping? That sounds like something you need to go see the doctor about.
I don't know where we're
that'll
going
take a
that.
Penicillin shot there.
When your lightsaber's dripping, that's some problems, man. I mean, it's getting up.
Anyhow,
all right, we gotta go.
We gotta
to,
go
another
so
subject
let's,
matter.
Let's move along here.
Because this is a kid-friendly show. So
well,
this
no,
is
not
fun.
Always.
Yeah, that's
why it's marked explicit sometimes.
That's true.
Hey, anything goes on the PBD cast. Anything goes.
So I entered my issue one into the contest. I didn't know, and I can win like $300.
Well, you could maybe if you get the best
what
in show.
What do you mean maybe?
What
the frick? Is it rigged?
No, it's not rigged.
Okay. Yeah, he
sure.
went out of his way. I can tell. He goes out of his way. This
Bob,
guy cares.
Bob runs everything. He is on the up and up. He calls it right down the middle.
He explained to me how, look, I don't want this to be like, hey, I'm picking somebody because they're my friend.
Right.
And
exactly.
He has a whole thorough process where he's got all different kinds of people and they grade it and make sure he gets somebody, you know, something that has a consensus.
Well, hopefully, maybe in about 4 or 5 months, we'll know if you are a space winner.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a long process.
It is.
I think it has to go through government channels.
Possibly.
Underground government, though, not.
Underground government?
Independent government.
There's an independent government.
I don't know. We can't even talk about it.
The Freemasons.
They're going to come
that's
and get
it.
Us now. The Freemasons?
Yeah.
No,
that's
these, are the bound, these are the Bound Masons.
The Book Masons?
The
comic book the Masons.
The spine-bound Masons.
That's it. We need to... There you go.
Tied it right back in the books.
We are the comic book Masons.
That's why we're the...
Team name.
The Asparagus Duo? Or no, the...
Brussels Sprouts.
Brussels
man.
Sprouts Dealers.
There
that's
you
how,
go.
That just rolls right off the tongue.
It does.
Brussels Sprouts Dealers. I can't even say it without like having an aneurysm.
Right. Exactly.
I have to figure out how to say it. The Brussels Sprout. Brussels sprout or sprouts?
Sprouts, plural.
Brussels, because we're dealing.
We're dealing them. All right. Well, with that, we're going to come back in a little bit. So
yes.
We're going to take a little pause. And as I explained, you're going to hear a lot of different. We have some folks that bought the book that are coming on here to talk about it real quick. Just short blurb. So let's go to a couple of those quick comments, and then we'll come back and talk some more, man.
All right, man. It's been fun. We're having a fun time.
Hey, folks. It's John Orlando here. I'm with Keith.
Hello, John. Nice to meet you and Brian here. Staunch Ambition looks like a great project, and space is rocking today. Everybody needs to come out today and tomorrow.
And we,
so many new artists here to do. I mean, I've been here for every year, the last several years. I'm seeing lots of old friends, but lots of new faces too.
Excellent. And you picked up a copy, both issues.
I can't wait to start the story, 0 and 1. You've got to start at the beginning of nothing and go to everything.
There you go. There you go. Well, Keith, thank you for stopping by and giving us a few minutes of your time, man. Thank
please,
you very much.
Pleased to be part of the day with you.
Alrighty.
Have a good time.
Excellent. Hey, we're here with Dan and Max from Three Geeks Podcast here at Space. You guys just stopped by the table?
We met with Brian last week, and he was telling us that he's doing this convention. We decided to come out and see him. This is our first Space convention. So it's
how are you liking Space so far?
It's really cool. Having a blast. Like, I'm digging. I like all the little, the tiny little comics that the people are putting out. That's really got me kind of inspired to do one with a friend of mine. So I'm actually digging this. I'm glad we met such a good guy.
I got a question for you, because a little bit of false advertising here. It says it's your Three Geeks Podcast, but there's only two of you. Is this other guy like imaginary?
Well, technically,
there's like 12 geeks? I think there's actually seven.
It's always divisible by three.
I'm going to throw out this wrestling reference. You're like the Four Horsemen. There's like 12 of them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I got you. No, okay.
There's only one Arn Anderson.
We started with three. We've moved on. We've collected many geeks since then.
Like gremlins, you multiply.
Right, yeah.
There you go.
They fed us at past midnight and put some water on us, and there's just more geeks than you can deal with now.
Yeah, technically, awesome. I'm a nerd. I'm not a geek, and they don't count us, so it's okay.
Oh, man. So, hey, where can folks listen to Three Geeks Podcast? Go ahead, plug your stuff, man.
You can find us on YouTube at Three Geeks Network. You can find us on iTunes,
Stitcher,
Twitter at Three Geeks Podcast. And it's just me and Dan and a few other friends of ours, and we're just having a blast talking about all this nerd stuff.
Cool. Well, hey, check it out. And guys, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for jumping on the podcast, too, for me.
Thanks for supporting the book, man.
All right, guys, it's our pleasure. Brian's becoming a good friend of ours, and I'm happy to be out here and having fun.
Excellent. I'm sitting here with Jeff. Jeff, you just stopped by the table here for Staunch Ambition. This is the first time you've been here at Space?
Right.
Yeah, how have you enjoyed Space?
Really a lot. It's great to see all the independent work out there, that stuff that you can't really find otherwise, so it's invaluable.
You picked up issue 1 of Staunch Ambition, so you'll have to let us know what you think about it, alright?
Alright.
Alright, thank you, Jeff, for stopping by. I appreciate it, man.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Alright, so Samuel is joining us here at the table. Samuel, this is your first time at Space, correct?
Yes, this is my first time at Space.
All right. How do you like Space?
I love it. I've become aware of tons of new creators that I didn't even know, and they're all located right in my backyard.
Well, so you're a Columbus guy.
I am a Columbus guy. Not born and raised. Originally from Virginia.
Okay.
But my dad loves and draws his own comics as well, so... when I found out there was an independent scene here, I felt like I had to support it.
Awesome. And you supported Staunch Ambition, which I know Brian Lang appreciates so very much. You're going to have to let us know what you think about the book, all right?
Absolutely, I will.
Excellent. Samuel, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you for having me on.
You're quite welcome. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Sean. Sean just stopped by the table here. And Sean, how are you today?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah, how's Space been for you?
Space has been spacey and very fun. Yeah.
Excellent. So you picked up a copy of Staunch Ambition. You also picked up a poster as well.
Yep.
And you're going to let us know what you think about that issue, Staunch Ambition.
Definitely. Right? The artwork looks amazing and the story sounds great, so I'm really excited to get into it.
And you will be a very good critic because you yourself are a published writer. Correct?
Yes, well, soon to be published.
Soon to be published.
Yeah,
all right.
Have a book coming out the end of this year, beginning of next. Still figuring out the details, but definitely.
Cool. Where can people check out your book?
My Twitter handle is at CJ Eskew, ESKEW, and then I have a website, www.eskewesq.com. It's a bit of a mouthful, but so my writing's there, and my book should be coming out toward the end of the year.
Cool. Yeah. All right, Sean, thanks for
Thank you.
On here. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, it's Sunday. It's 5 o'clock. Brian,
Sunday,
it's quitting
bloody
time.
Sunday?
Well, no, I hope not. Space is over. We've had a very good time here, man. I have. I'm not going to speak for you, but I think I can speak for you. You had a good time, right?
You saw me smile once?
I did.
I have met, I wondered coming into this. You never know how it's going to be. First time in Columbus, first time at Space, but Indy, how's my mine's maybe not the edgy indie that some of this indie is, but it's a little more like polished looking. So, but people are loving it, and I just met so many. It was really successful.
Good. Great That's time. What we like to hear. And you know, with that, I thank everybody for tuning into this very fractured type of edition of the PVD cast. But you know, we had a great time. I had a nice time talking to people and having them come on and share their experiences here and just hanging out and helping you out too.
Yeah. You know, it's you nice sold have. Books for me, because when I went to go to the bathroom, I right. went to go yeah. chit-chat. You're here. People come up and like, I don't know how many sales I got because they're yeah. client or fans because of you, man. It's been awesome. I wish I had. You need to come to every con I do now, all right? Because, I mean, you're the best. I've shared before, but my daughter, she doesn't pitch the book when I'm away.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to start training her.
I don't know. We'll see. She, you know, she's cute, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll buy the book. But, you know, she just doesn't do the pitch.
Okay.
But you got it down.
Hey, thank you. I try.
It's been awesome, honestly, yeah. dude.
All right, well, Brian, we're going to wrap up this episode here after taking a real quick break. So thanks for listening, folks, and I'll be back to wrap things up officially.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, my experience at Space. Again, I want to thank everybody that stopped by and agreed to say a few things on the mic and allow themselves to be recorded for this podcast, this very special edition. Man, again, you got an opportunity to go to Space next year. Bob Corby puts on a heck of a show, and you know, definitely, you need to check it out. As you heard from so many people that stopped by and said hello, it's a great experience. So, all right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I think here it's about time. There you go, you can hear the music. For another episode of Orlando's Faves. All right, this is the part of the podcast where I tell you about something I think is cool, something I think you should check out, something that is noteworthy. And my fave for this edition of the PVD cast is a band. And since I just heard that this band is coming back to Columbus, Ohio, I am quite excited to go check them out. And since I haven't talked about them before, I'm going to mention them as my fave. I'm going to give them that honor, so to speak. My fave for this episode is the Welsh alternative rock band, The Joy Formidable. I've seen them once before, and they did a great job. They were amazing. And they're coming back. They're going to be back here June 5th. At the A&R Music Bar, which is down near Nationwide Arena here in Columbus, Ohio. Great, great music venue, by the way. I've seen a lot of bands there. It's a great little venue. It's just the perfect size for the element of getting an intimate kind of concert, but also getting a concert where you're not like crammed in there. But nonetheless, if you want to check out The Joy Formidable, you ought to check out two of their, I'd say their biggest hits. Whirring, W-H-I-R-R-I-N-G, that's how it's spelled. I know that my pronunciation may be a little askew, but Whirring. And This Ladder Is Ours, two very, very, very good songs that you should check out. And I mean, check out their whole entire catalog. I think they have about 4 albums out, so check them out, man, definitely. I mean, hey, that's what YouTube or Spotify is good for. In fact, I'll just be honest, I don't know how Spotify works. Is that awful of me to admit on my own podcast? I have no idea how that works. I have no clue. Anyways, but check them out maybe on YouTube or SoundCloud or wherever you check out music. The Joy Formidable certainly will be probably a very, very good show June 5th here in Columbus at the A&R Music Bar. So that is my fave for this edition of the PVD cast. So let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can shoot me an email simply by sending it over to johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can always, always find me on Twitter @pvdmvp. Don't forget to check out the Facebook page of the PVD Cast. That is, of course, facebook.com/pvdcast. And if you want to interact with me on any of those outlets, you're more than welcome to do so. You can get this podcast, by the way, 5 different places. If you didn't know, I'm going to tell you where you can get your hands on this podcast. PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly. Which, by the way, I want to thank everybody who has been checking out PVDcast.com. My statistics, especially, I'm sure because of my appearance at Space, through the roof for March. And I appreciate that so much. But I digress. PVDcast.com is where you can get your hands on this great, great podcast. Or, of course, it's available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, or SoundCloud. No matter the method of you getting this podcast, make sure you let people know about it. Please spread the word, because that helps me out, and I greatly appreciate it. So, with that, I want to thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.